I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are struggling in the Gaza Strip. Sanctions are responsible for the 70% unemployment, lack of food, medicine, and other resources needed for outreach. The Gaza Baptist Church, the only evangelical church in Gaza, dedicated a new building over the weekend. Open Doors USA supports their work. Speaking from Gaza, Open Doors' Carl Muller says, despite the problems,
but this church is not backing down from sharing their faith, witnessing to Muslims, seeing Muslims come to faith in Christ, and to see the gospel proclaimed.
However, lack of resources, Muller says, means limited outreach. Go to our website if you'd like to help them. Meanwhile, World AIDS Day is December 1st. The pandemic is claiming whole generations, leaving behind millions of orphans. World Vision is partnering with a grassroots program called Acting on AIDS, aimed at college students. Director Jill Hall says it's about change of worldview.
To raise awareness about global AIDS with a focus on orphans and vulnerable children, and to change hearts, especially of students, in order to start thinking of the issue of the AIDS pandemic and millions of children orphaned by it as an issue of discipleship, as well as one as caring for the poor.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators notes that for every missionary who now enters Nigeria, five nationals are going out as missionaries to other fields of service. Yet Bible translation work in Nigeria isn't keeping pace with this movement. So six mission agencies came together to form an organization called Nigeria Evangelical Missions Association to maximize strengths. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.